What's up, y'all? This is Drake.
Hi, this is Gwen Stefani.
I'm Ariana Grande.
I'm Mariah Carey.
And you're rocking with the...
You're listening to the...
The Mindfield.
You're listening to...
The Mindfield.
The Mindfield.
The Mindfield.
The Mindfield.
The Mindfield.
Here on podcasts. Yo. Yeah, it's the minefield. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's the minefield. This is episode 23. It's going to be a quick one. We are brought to you today by Boardroom Records. They are a small little boutique record label that bought some ad time on the show. And honestly, guys, we got to pay the bills. So today's episode is really a message from them. What they're up to over at Boardroom. They're pushing like a new country guy and they wanted to pay for the time. And so I sold them the show. So I have bills to pay. And that's just the way it's going to be. If you live in Queensland, Australia, send along questions for the show next week. We've got emails from listeners. So if you've sent an email and I haven't answered your question, I'm going to get to it next week. This is going to be a quick episode this week. We'll be right back at you in a couple of days with more stuff. Here's Boardroom Records talking about their new country artist, Sanders McCutcheon. Bye, guys.
What the world needs now just might be the music of Sanders McCutcheon, the Georgia songwriter behind hits like Jason Aldean, My American Dream.
I'm proud of you, Jason. I really am.
The song Hat, which is a fun, funny, wacky, country tongue-in-cheek tune about male pattern baldness. I'm not bald, I'm wearing a hat. I got it all underneath my hat. Oh, I'll never take it off, never again. I got one for going swimming, one to sleep in. I'm not bald at all, I'm just wearing a hat.
Poor?
I'm always wearing a hat.
And songs like Game Day, about drinking every Saturday during the fall, and the lawlessness of college football tailgating.
Well, I can't get up for work on time, but I can be drunk and dressed by 9 on game day. We get up early and we drink all day, but we freshen up before the game, yeah. There's a lot of body spray on game day. We don't count calories on game day. We don't go gluten-free on game day.
In 2019, McCutcheon caught the attention of country fans all over the world with his highest charting song to date, a little ditty you might have heard, I bet you have. It's called Going Out Curls. Here's Sanders talking about the inspiration behind the song.
So my stepson, the other day, he asked me about the workout equipment by the front door, and I told him about one of my tricks. You know what? One of my tricks of the trade. I call going out curls, okay? You get your friggin' biceps pumped right before you go out. So somebody said something like, I put like a curl bar right next to the front door. I do a set on the way out. I get a little pump, you know, I get a little swole, and then and somebody said something like, oh, you're going out, doing your going out curls, and I said, maybe drinking coffee all day and like getting swole on your like on your welcome mat, you know what I mean, at the front door. Maybe that's something everybody can relate to. And then we just then the song just came together.
It's two things, all right? Caffeine, right? Load up on caffeine and shred your biceps.
When you're going out, do some curls. Come home with all the girls. Cause girls love curls.
Yeah, they do. They love those
girls. Girls love curls.
Pump.
Yeah,
get a good pump.
Grab a iced coffee in a curl bar. A couple sets, jump in my car. Cause I'm going now. Getting dressed, I'm going in a fucking mess. When you're going out, do some curls. If you wanna come home with all the girls, cause girls love curls. Yeah, girls love curls. Get some, Dunkin' D.
And now McCutcheon is back on the scene with a special quarantine recording that the whole family is sure to love. I'll let Sanders tell you about the project.
But, you know, I thought this would be something special I could do for all the people who are suffering out there. And, you know, I did a thing with this recording, with this album, where I would just hear a phrase around the house, you know, and I, like somebody would say something and I would just write it down and then I'd write a song about it. And I did that during the quarantine, and I continue to do that, actually.
McCutcheon's mind whomped into a creative frenzy, writing songs on the spot. Songs like Mama's in a Bad Mood, Don't Go Downstairs.
Mama's in a bad mood, don't you go downstairs. No, don't go downstairs.
And a song called Do You Know How Much Beef Grease Is on That Floor? The story of two dogs mindlessly licking the kitchen floor for over an hour.
Do you know how much beef grease is on that floor? Let's go. Slide along. Nice, yeah, on a thin layer of beef grease. Here we go, everybody.
That's a nice layer. That's a thin layer of grease on top of that. Slide it on over. It's all beef for you.
That's right. Sanders would hear a random phrase or sentence throughout the day, and he'd just write a song about it. Like the family Zoom call, where Sanders found out some interesting news about his father, which he then wrote a song about. It's called Daddy's Got a Latin Lover.
Did I tell you daddy's got a Latin lover? He's got a Latin lover. Yeah. Daddy's got a Latin lover. Daddy's got a Latin lover.
And the emotional song Someone Called Dee Dee, cause Mama Heard Her Back.
Somebody get Dee Dee on the phone. I think Mama heard her back.
She got upset and Mama heard her back.
Where's Mama?
She got upset and Mama heard her back.
Where's Mama?
She heard Mama. Mama heard her back.
In unprecedented, uncertain times like these.
times like these, unprecedented, uncertain, unfamiliar times like these, the times we live in.
Times like these.
There's one way to distract yourself, and that's with Boardroom Records' latest artist, Sanders McCutcheon. Check him out on SoundCloud. Boardroom Records is a proud sponsor of The Mindfield, one of the world's finest mindful meditation, true crime, and ASMR podcasts. We are available on podcasts everywhere. You are now leaving. I appreciate you checking in. You're now leaving the mini minefield.